Warning, this episode of the Bravo Sierra Hour contains extreme cuteness. If you do not handle extreme cuteness, please tune out now. Thank you. Welcome everyone to the Bravo Sierra Hour. This is a very special episode. I have another family member coming on. My little sister Maeve will be on shortly. I cannot wait. You guys are going to love it. She is sassy, classy, and just plain adorable. Love her to death. You guys are going to love it. I'm going to love it. We're all going to have a great time here. And I don't know if you guys know this, but we're having Sean Kingston. I think that's that guy's name. Yeah. You know, the guy with the beautiful girl and stuff. He's coming to Laurier. I forget what day. I want to say April 3rd, but not 100% sure. So you guys should definitely come out to that April 3rd. So this is a little tribute to him since he's coming to Laurier soon. Here's Sean Kingston, if he'll play. J-O, Sean Kingston. We're back, folks. So like I said, this is probably going to be the cutest episode of the Bravo Sierra Hour ever, because it's got my sister coming on soon, hopefully. But just a quick update. As we all know, it was St. Paddy's Day last weekend, and we all know lots of stuff goes down St. Paddy's Day. This year, police report that there were 514 charges and 18 arrests on St. Paddy's Day, on Ezra alone, which is crazy when you really think about it. I had one guy in my residence building. He got one of those charges, and I'd sent that picture of the news article that I just quoted to my group chat for my residence floor, and one of the guys on my floor says, "Proud to be a part of the 514, I said, "Man, you make that sound like an awesome special forces military unit." Just, "Yeah, I'm part of the 514. We're the guys that took down Bin Laden and captured El Chapo, but we just gave the other guys, you know, the credit for that because we're so special ops. We're the 514. When in reality, it's just people being idiots. Ooh, that cough thing got a bit of a cold. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. But apparently, ambulances only had to be called 44 times as opposed to 69 times last year. So, I mean, we're making progress in that regard, right? Right, I guess you could call that progress. I mean, it's less people. Right? Maybe? I don't know. So, we're just gonna be waiting here for May for a little bit. So, here's another song for you while we wait. Here is Bad Liar by Imagine Dragons. And we are back. Welcome back. It's the Bravo Sierra Hour. It's the awesomest episode. I have my little sister on. Hi, Maeve!
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
How's school going?
Well, I don't know, actually. I'm not in there.
Why aren't you in school?
Well, I came here today to be on the radio
You're
show.
You're slipping school? Maeve, you shouldn't slip school. That's bad.
Oh, well.
Naughty girl.
I'm doing it for an important reason.
Important reason, yeah. So I can talk to my sister for an hour.
Yeah.
And you're ending up on the Bravo Sierra Hour Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff.
Perfect.
Because you're fabulous.
Thank you.
So, Maeve, what's it like to be an 11-year-old? Or are you 12?
I'm 11.
Okay. Thanks. I'm not a bad brother, I swear.
Well, it is, good. Lots of attention. Yeah.
So you love cooking, yes?
Of course.
Why cooking?
Well, you don't have to follow the instructions a lot, and I'm not one to read instructions.
I know you aren't.
So, yeah, I don't like reading instructions. So you can kind of, just eyeball it, and you don't have to be exact. So, and you can, like, create new things and stuff, so, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite thing to cook and your hardest thing to cook?
Okay, so I really like cooking eggs. I'm not much of an egg eater, but I really like cooking them.
What? You don't like eggs?
Not really. Like, I like soft-boiled eggs, which I just found out about, which is funny, because I'm 11.
You just found out about soft-boiled eggs.
Yeah, but I really like those. And then, But my hardest thing to cook?
Yes.
That I've cooked before?
Yes.
I don't know. Pie's pretty hard. Because, like, you don't know exactly the same... You don't know the exact right time when you have to stop it. Oh, mm-hmm. Sometimes pancakes, too. Because one time, I was at the cottage making pancakes.
Fun.
And I was cooking them, but I... They looked good, and they look fine, but then when you cut into them, I forgot to cook it all the way through.
Ooh.
So it was really runny.
So is that your biggest cooking disaster then?
Yeah. Now I've learned.
Now you've learned.
Yeah, to like check it with a toothpick or just cook it long enough.
See, you've written stuff down for me, but some of the stuff I don't want to ask you because you are my little sister, and I don't want to know this stuff about you.
Yeah, don't ask some of that stuff.
Like this stuff.
Okay, yeah, don't ask.
I love you, Maeve.
Okay, don't ask.
Okay, I want to ask one. I want to ask one because you are my little sister and okay. I care about you and I don't want you dating bad people.
Okay.
What do you think of boys at this point? Are they icky still?
No.
Boy.
Okay, so moving on.
No. Okay. What does dating look like for you when you're going to grade 6 and 7?
Probably not going to date anyone.
Good.
But my friends date. Well, some of them do. Some of them still think... Well, some of my friends who are like 10 still think boys have cooties. So they need to grow up
boy.
A little bit.
Boys have cooties, Maeve. Always remember that. We have cooties. You do not touch us, okay?
All right.
Okay. No boys.
Okay. Let's just All right. say that.
So, you want to talk about... The show, Are You Smarter Than a Sixth Grader?
Sure.
Well, and you're, because you're in sixth grade.
Yeah, I am.
I can remember stuff. Yes.
Okay.
So what type of stuff do sixth graders know?
What category would you like to hear about?
Science. Let's go science.
Science? Okay. Well, right now in science, I am learning about flight and forces used in flight. But I've only done a few classes on that, so I'm not quite sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just, like, doing a refresher on forces and stuff like that.
Forces.
So I know, like, a force is, like, a push or a pull, and, like, there's gravity and friction and all that.
Now, what is gravity?
Gravity is the pull down to Earth that keeps us from floating away.
Yes, but do you know what gravity is scientifically?
H2O2.
Okay, that's a better answer than I could have given because I have no idea what gravity is.
Perfect.
Science is not my forte, man, if you know this.
Yeah, that's not mine. Well, I am quite good at the digestive system.
Well, yeah, just cooking and digestive system go well together. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite subject to study in school right now?
I'm really into English right now because we're reading this book.
What book?
It's called The True, it's called From the Mixed Up Files of Basil E. Frankweiler.
And never heard of it.
It's about the Metropolitan Museum. So it's these two kids, and they run away from home, and they stay in the Metropolitan Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And because they find that they feel like their parents are treating them poorly because they don't give them enough allowance. And this is based in the 1990s, 80s, I think.
Right. Okay. Hypothetical question, Maeve.
Okay.
Would you ever run away from home because mom and dad were not giving you enough allowance?
Probably not, because I don't get an allowance anyway.
There you go. Can't run away from something if you don't have it in the first place.
Yeah.
There we go. So, yes. You started a business? When did you start a business?
So, actually...
When did you start a... What?
I think I've had about 3 businesses. So, one when I was about 6, but that didn't really count because I planned it all out, but I never actually did it. It was a kind of a playgroup kind of thing, and I was about, like, 6, so I did, like, ages, like, 0 or something to ages... 5, so I would be the instructor, and I would be watching them, but I never actually did it, I just planned it out, and it was going to be at our cottage, but that never worked out. And then my second business was corking, which is like knitting, if anyone knows what corking is.
You're a big knitter and corker.
Yeah, I love the felts and the wools and the yarns, all that. So I had a corking business, and I sold quite a few things. I could make scarves, hats, and anyone, if you have any requests.
Hit up Maeve. Yeah. She has Instagram.
And I can still, yeah.
You are 11 and you have Instagram.
Yeah. At
my little sister has Instagram. I will never get over that.
Yeah. So hit me up if you want a hat or a scarf. Or I can make socks, mittens, tea cozies, you know, all the good stuff.
All the stuff that I still can't do.
Yeah. And then my third business is now I have it. I don't do my other two businesses now. Well, except for sometimes corking. But now I do babysitting, which is still going on right now. And it's called Kid Connection Babysitting.
So you sit on babies.
Yep. And I do it with my friend Avery. And we do a lot of babysitting together. And I love kids, so.
You sit on babies for fun. Yeah. You pay me if she sit on your baby.
So if anyone needs a babysitter, yeah, hit me up.
Baby,
on Insta.
She torque your baby for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was slightly offensive to Russians.
That was okay.
Okay, so why babysitting?
Well, I really love kids, and this might be weird to some people, but I love changing diapers.
A bit weird.
And feeding babies. Some people, a lot of people like that, so it's not that weird. But I love feeding babies, changing their diapers, burping them, just playing with them, just literally holding them. They're so cute. And just kids, too. Kids say so many funny things.
When you were a baby, you said a lot of ridiculous stuff.
All right.
I'm maybe trying to embarrass you on air, but hey.
Okay.
Because you're my sister. So what's the worst babysitting job you've ever done?
Well, I'm not going to say any names.
Right.
But
because you want to still work for these people.
Yeah. There was this one kid, and he showed up with his mom. I was babysitting at a hotel, I think. And he showed up with his mom because there was a wedding going on.
Right.
So he showed up with his mom and he was like, and his mom said, oh, he should be no trouble at all. His cousin's going to come and you can babysit him too. But his cousin's the one to worry about. And I thought, oh, that's a little bit rude. So anyway, I was like, okay. And then I started babysitting him and he was fine. And then his cousin showed up and she was like, the mom was like, hi, he might be a little bit of trouble for you. I'm sorry about that, but we'll pay you extra. And I was like, okay. And then he came in, and the cousin ended up being the nice one. And then the other kid, he was super misbehaved, and he was, like, jumping off of couches and, like, running around and, like, spilling things everywhere. So it ended up being the opposite.
Did they break anything?
They could have broken something in their body, but I don't, not that I know of. Ooh.
Have you ever had a kid break something, like internally or just a lamp or something?
No, but I did have this one kid who got a really bloody nose.
Ooh,
and
how'd
it was
that
like
happen?
Going everywhere. Him and his brother, it was just like they were play fighting, I think. And then, I don't know, I think he just gently hit his nose and then he must have been picking it or something. And then just started bleeding all over the place.
Okay, so those are some of the worst jobs you've ever had?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best job you ever had?
Oh, well, at my cottage, well, at our cottage, yes. There was this little girl. She was, like, so amazing. She's, like, not even real. Like, she offered me, she was like, so, do you need anything? She offered me things. And she was like, oh, do you want me to start cleaning this up? And I was like, yes. So she just started, like, doing everything. And then her parents, like, they paid me, like, whoa. I'm not going to say any prices online, but... Huh? And, so...
When you mutter stuff off air to your sister.
No, it wasn't her.
Okay.
But, yeah, that... It was amazing. Because she just... And it was only for, like, 2 hours, but she was amazing, and she helped so... Like, she was such a good kid. And a lot of dough.
And it's all about the money, right?
No, I don't just do it for the money. I probably would have done it for free, but...
So, what type of training did you do for babysitting?
Well, I did the babysitting course, obviously.
Fun.
That was 8 hours. So, it was really boring, but it was also pretty fun, so... Because, like, I love babies and, like, learning about them and stuff, so that was fun. But it was also boring because we had to sit for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also did the Home Alone course, which also counts.
I remember when you were really little, you were always afraid to go to stay home alone, and now you just seem really excited to do it all the time.
Yeah. I like my space.
You like your space. All right. I have an important question that every 11-year-old needs to answer.
Okay.
Who are your 5 closest friends?
Okay, am I allowed to say their names on air?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well.
I say my friends' names on the air all the time. Hi, Connor.
Okay, so maybe I won't say their last names, but Malia.
Right.
She's from my cottage.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be hard. I have a lot of friends. Andrew Paquette. Whoops.
It's okay.
And he lives near me.
Yes.
And
plays hockey with you.
Yeah, he plays hockey with me. Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Avery. And, okay, I have way more than 5. Can I say them all?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so right. Ella. And I have another friend named Ella. I have 2 friends named Ella. And I have another friend named Andrew. And, yeah, I think, I'm sorry to anyone who I'm forgetting right now.
Now, of those friends, which ones would you want to start a business with? See what I did there?
Ooh, yeah.
See what I did there?
Who would I want to start a business with? My business is with Avery, my babysitting business.
Right.
But if I had to start another business with not Avery, I'd probably pick Peyton, because she's really organized, and we both agree on a lot of things in businesses, so.
Right now I'm just picturing the 2 Andrews, like, come on!
Yeah, the Andrews. Poor Andrews. And Ella's.
Poor Andrews.
And Ella's.
And Ella's.
Okay.
So we're going to do a quick music break, and this is all Maeve-approved music.
Ooh.
So,
Coolio. Am I picking?
Yes, you pick. So what music do you want to hear?
Okay. Let's do some Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Let's do some Taylor
Everyone
Swift.
Loves T.
Who doesn't love T?
Swift. Who doesn't love T. Swift, yeah.
Let's do... I hope everyone's okay with...
Any Taylor Swift song.
Let's do Red.
All right, here's Red by Taylor Swift. Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street.
Faster than the wind, passionate. And we're back.
Yay! Maeve got to accomplish her dream. So, Maeve, you play boys hockey and you're a girl.
Of course. Well, it's not like I'm the only girl. Well, there's right. like 2 girls, I guess, but we're not on the same team. But it's a co-ed league, but there's only 2 girls.
Yes, but you did play hockey, and you were the only girl on your team.
I did, and I'm still the only girl on my team.
Yes, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have 3 older brothers who told you, listen, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't want to play girls hockey anyway. Even if I could, I guess I still could, but I don't want to.
Yeah, why not?
It's a car. This is just a commercial, or... Why did I say
it's commercial? It's a
commercial.
Yes.
This is just a stereotype. I have no idea what I said commercial. But this is just a stereotype. Well, not really a stereotype, but like
stereotypes are based in truth.
Yeah. This is like, I've just heard this. I don't know if it's true, but a rumor going around that girls hockey, girls who play girls hockey are always like really emotional and make it into some big, I don't know,
thing?
Fiasco.
Well, I mean, you've seen Maddie. Maddie played girls hockey.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, on my age, kids my age, they have all this drama and stuff that involves in girls hockey. But with boys hockey, or like co-ed, there's no drama, it's just hockey.
It's just hockey, hockey, hockey.
Hockey is hockey. Quote from The Incredibles 2, math is math. Like, hockey is hockey, math is math.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What did you think of The Incredibles 2?
I really liked The Incredibles 2. I almost, I don't want to say I liked it more, but I almost, I don't know. It was really good.
Have you even seen The Incredibles 1?
Of course I have. I've seen it like 4 times. But Jack-Jack is so cute, and he's in it more in Incredibles 2, so that's why I'm thinking I might like it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just want more Jack-Jack-Tat.
Of course. More Jack-Jack.
But back to the
more freedom.
More Jack-Jack equals more freedom. Don't know why, but...
How can you not love Jack-Jack, everyone?
He is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the hockey thing.
Yeah.
Why did you start playing hockey? Was it because
if you guys had played soccer, I would have definitely ended up playing soccer. Like, it's really just whatever you guys played, and now I just love it.
Okay.
But I do not like baseball. That's probably my least favorite sport.
Why don't you like baseball?
Well, I find it's a lot of standing around.
Yeah, 95% standing around.
Yeah, because hockey, like, you're always moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you want to do martial arts, taking after me?
Maybe.
Because I know you did 2 karate classes at Karate for Christ when I was there.
I did. It was, yeah. I don't think I like karate as much as I like wrestling and stuff.
Okay.
But I'm more of a wrestler with my bros.
Yes. Yes, you are. And you beat us every time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to St. Andrews?
Yes, I am, next year.
Yay!
Quinn, can join I ask you a team. Question?
Yes.
So, how's your romantic life going?
I knew you were going to ask me that at some point. It's going very well.
The interviewee is the interviewer.
The student becomes the master.
Yes. Okay, so, how's it going?
Very good. I have a girlfriend.
You do. What's her name?
Muntaha.
I like that name. Sounds like moonshine. Not really, but...
How do you...
Moon? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Very pretty.
Okay.
Well, is she listening to this right now?
Probably.
Well, shout out to Muntaha.
I know she said she wanted to meet you eventually, so... Mm. So, yeah, she's probably listening to this right now.
Cool. Well, anyway, back to...
In fact, I will text her right now to say that you just gave her a shout out.
Okay. Well, back to your questions. What was your question for me?
Oh, I was going to say, if you'd go to St. Andrews, if they still have the wrestling team, join it, because I got first place in 2 different weight divisions at St. Andrews.
I think all 3 of my brothers, they have been on the wrestling team, because I remember going to some of their wrestling jamborees or jamborees. Whatever. I really like actually stage, too.
Stage? Like acting?
Uh-huh. Speaking of things I like, I also like massage therapy.
You like massage? Why massage therapy?
Well, I really like, I don't know, I like massaging people. It sounds kind of weird, but, like, I like giving people massages, and, like, then they feel super relaxed and calm. I love relaxed and calm, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm really hyper, but I like making other people relaxed and calm. So, I really like massaging, and so that's one of the things I would want to be when I grow up. And another thing I'd really want to be is a lawyer, because I'm super good at coming up with rebuttals and stuff. I wouldn't want to be a defense lawyer.
You wouldn't want to be a defense lawyer.
Because then I would have to, like, fight for something that I might not even believe in anyway, and I might think they're lying. So then I have to defend them, even though I don't think they're right. So I would not want to be a defense lawyer. And then eventually, if I do become a lawyer, I'd eventually want to become a judge.
Fun.
And then another thing...
Judge Maeve Hastel coming to TV near you. She sends criminals behind bars.
Or I could be Judge Junior. Shout out to Nikki, Ricky, Dicky, and Don.
You love that show, don't
you? I love that show. Another show I do like is Full House and Fuller House.
What do you like about Full House and Fuller House?
Well, I really like the family atmosphere because it has a big family.
Right.
And, like, we have a big family.
We do.
Can I take off my shoes?
Yeah.
It's more comfy.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So, we have a big family. So, it's like... I don't know. I can make a connection with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Did you know that John Stamos is afraid of little people?
I did know that. I saw it. You showed me that video.
Yeah.
Of, what's his name?
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. There's a comedian named Brad Williams who met John Stamos who plays who?
Jesse. Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. And, Brad Williams is a comedian who is also a little person, and for those who don't know, that means a dwarf, someone born with dwarfism.
Yes.
Makes him very short.
But John Stamos is scared of those type of people. Yeah, for so some reason, I think it's some... I looked up the type of phobia, but I can't remember the name.
Achondrophobia.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he met him and just...
Freaked out.
It was hilarious. And now they're friends, actually.
Yeah, it's a video of it. It's hilarious.
Go look up Brad Williams, John Stamos, achondrophobia. Don't know how to spell it because it's a big word.
Yeah.
Big words are hard.
I have another big word for you.
What?
Pneumonoultramicroscopic syllabovolcanoconiosis.
What?
That is a lung disease. There's a song about it. There's also a song about hippopotamunterstusquipedaliophobia. You want to know what that means? The fear of long words.
Because of course.
Yeah. So, it's not very smart, because, like, why would you make the fear of long words? Like
a long word.
Yeah.
Because people like laughter. Yeah. There's a word, Schadenfreude, which means to laugh at other people's suffering. Hmm. So, if you make someone's fear a very long word. You can laugh at that person's suffering.
Yes, you can.
It's like when you fall down, I'll help you after I laugh.
Yeah. I did that to one of my friends one time.
Yeah.
Peyton, I was running on the treadmill. She walked behind me and stepped on it, and then she got pushed back into a concrete wall and fell over. She was laughing too, so in my defense.
Okay, as long as she was funny.
So we both were like laughing. But mm-hmm. then she noticed that her back had a scar on it, so then she stopped laughing and got some ice.
Yeah. It's also why we can laugh at America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, so fun.
All right, what's your favorite TV show? Other than Are You Smarter Than a Sixth Grader?
Yeah, and Full House and Fuller House.
And
Nikki, Ricky, Dicky, and Dawn.
Yes.
I'm a singer, too.
Yes, you are. I have videos of you singing, like, Taylor Swift and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sam and Cat is a pretty good show. Pretty good show. Brain Games. Brain Games is... I really like Brain Games because it makes you smarter, but it's also interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a word. It's called hippocampus.
Hippocampus. What is
hippocampus?
And
it's a part of your brain.
Yes.
And, I can't remember what it does, but it's part of your brain, hippocampus.
Hippocampus is part of my brain.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
We don't know what it does. No. We don't know why it's there.
But
it's part of your brain.
And in the show Brain Games, they did this experiment where these really smart people, like firefighters and yoga instructors, like people really tapped into their brain.
Smart people.
Super smart. Yoga
instructors.
Well, they really tapped into their brain and stuff. And really self.
Focused on self?
Well, you know what I mean. So anyway.
No.
Okay. Well, they had about four people, and they all did a puzzle that was very challenging. And they only did about half of it because they only had 2 minutes, and they only could finish about half of it. But then they sat in this seat that tipped them forward over a canyon and then dropped the whole seat, and they didn't know that they were connected to a rope. So they were so scared, and then they started, like, flying along the canyon, mm-hmm. sorry. And then they went back into the room, like, a minute after, and they were able to do the puzzle so much faster. They finished the whole puzzle because their, what's that called?
Hippocampus?
No.
Their brain?
So they...
The adrenaline.
Adrenaline. Their adrenaline was much higher, so they were able to finish it much faster. So I thought that was interesting.
Yay, adrenaline!
Yeah. Well.
And I need coffee to produce adrenaline now, so hey.
But fun fact for everyone.
Fun fact.
Apples, an apple in the morning can wake you up more than a cup of coffee in the morning.
Really?
And it's healthier.
I think you've gone fruity.
Doesn't really make sense.
Nope.
Okay, well, good try.
I tried. Let's.
And I read that off of a reliable source off the internet, but it wasn't Wikipedia because I don't really trust Wikipedia. It was
Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
I think it was Kid Food Nation. That's very reliable.
Okay, so it's time for song number two from Maeve's Musical Choices.
So how about we do some One Direction?
One Direction.
Oh yeah.
Never thought I'd play them on my show, but okay.
Why not? All right, let's...
You know me. I'm not a One Direction fan, but for you, I will play it.
Okay. Shout out to Maddie Fellows, because she loves One Direction.
Maddie!
I'm going to do... Could we do... let's do Night Changes, if we have that.
Yes, we have Spotify Night.
Perfect.
Changes. There it is. Going out tonight, changes into something red. Her mother
doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had. Hello, everyone. Today, we will be doing Maeve's predictions of school right now. So, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to try and predict exactly what my friends are doing at school right now. Because they have to be in school right now.
Because Maeve likes to skip school because she's only in grade 6.
Woo woo! Okay. So what time is it right now, Quinn?
It is 1:18.
1:18, okay. So 1:30, our lunch starts. So 1:18, I am guessing that they are doing health right now.
Health.
They're in health.
Healthy.
Miss Sanderson is in our class.
I remember Miss Sanderson.
And she's at the front of the class right now. Ella is sitting in, everyone's sitting in their own desks. They're not allowed, Miss Sanderson said right now, she said, you're not allowed to sit in other people's desks. So they're sitting in their own desks. They're all sitting in their own desks, listening to Miss Sanderson talk. And she's saying, okay, can someone help me set up this projector? Because she's trying to get the projector set up to tell us, to show us a video about cyberbullying. Boom. Mace predictions are correct.
Cyberbullying.
There's no way to verify that, so no one believed me.
So cyberbullying. What do you cover with cyberbullying?
Well, it's mostly, I think we've done this for the past, 2 years, but it's mostly, what to do if you're being cyberbullied and, to not obviously do it. And, yeah. The negative effects of cyberbullying and what it is.
Don't be a bully, Maeve.
No, don't be a bully.
Don't be a bully.
All right.
I just find it weird, though, that you have Instagram. Like, my little sister has Instagram. I still can't get over that.
Well, there's a baby. I watch this YouTube channel called the LeBrant Fam. Shout out to the LeBrant Fam. And they have a little girl named Posey. And she is, I think, she's, 8 months old, maybe? And she has an Instagram account.
Yeah, but that's just her parents posting a whole bunch of photos of her.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's not her running her own Instagram. I doubt a little baby could just say, yeah. Today I had a nice mocha latte.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
I am 8 months old and I am already drinking Starbucks.
Okay. I love Starbucks. Shout out to Starbucks. Can I do shout outs on here? Does that even...
Yes, I guess. Okay. But
well,
I'm just not allowed to give shout outs to certain companies that produce alcohol.
I won't give shout outs.
Yeah, I know, because you're 11.
And why would I be... Never mind. We're not even going to
go there.
That.
Anywho, but yeah.
Hey, Quinn.
Hey, yeah.
You want to do a Maeve quiz?
Okay, shoot.
Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to say a question about myself that's fairly easy, enough for Quinn to guess. Maybe not. We'll see. So, and then he's going to guess. He's going to have...
Well, I know my sister.
He's going to have a certain amount of time, and if he can answer it correctly in a certain amount of time, he shall get 1 point. And if he gets up to 10 points, he wins.
And what do I win?
A big high five.
Okay, that's points enough for me.
Okay, here we go. First question. What is Maeve's favorite ice cream flavor? And smack the, or go ding, ding, ding when you have the answer.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to say either mint chocolate chip or vanilla.
The correct answer was cookies and cream.
You like cookies and cream?
I love cookies and cream.
I thought you were more of a chocolate.
I do like mint, though. I do like mint. You are right. But that doesn't count. All right. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
If Maeve could be anywhere in the world. No. If Maeve could go on a vacation anywhere in the world, where would she go? And it's somewhere she's already been.
Wherever Vokefest is happening this year with Sita.
That would just be the cottage, but vacation I would pick Dominican Republic.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Did you like the Dominican Republic?
I love that.
Yeah, that was fun.
There was all you can eat ice cream.
That was actually awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Here's an easier one. I hope you can get this. And there are two answers that I will accept. What is Maeve's favorite color?
Blue.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. All right. That's 1 point. You know what? Let's go up to 5 points because you're going to take a while.
Hey, I haven't been home in forever.
What is Maeve's favorite... Well, one of Maeve's favorite animals.
Dogs.
Ding, ding, ding. I also would have accepted piglets and puppies.
All adorable.
All right.
Well, puppies are dogs.
Yeah, I know.
Puppies are dogs.
A different word for it. Okay, what is one of Maeve's favorite singer-songwriter?
Taylor Swift, easy.
Ding, ding, ding! good job.
Yeah, there you go.
I also would have accepted Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, One Direction, and the list goes on.
Yeah. The list goes on. Now, are you saying that as the list goes on and on and on, or?
On and on. Okay. Shawn Mendes, too. Okay. Next question.
I knew
question.
You were a big Ed Sheeran fan, too.
Oh, yeah. Next question. If Maeve, what does Maeve think, boy babies are cuter or girl babies are cuter?
I'm going to say girl babies on this one. What?
I would, even though I'm a girl, I still think boy babies are cuter. Okay. No offense to girl babies.
Is there such a thing as an ugly baby? Is there such a thing as an ugly baby? And if there is such, okay.
There is such a thing as an ugly baby. Okay. I've never witnessed it, but I've definitely heard of it.
Okay. Now, if you see an ugly baby, do you tell that person you absolutely have an ugly baby?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Yeah. Go up to someone and say, yeah, you just went through the pain of childbirth, and now I'm going to tell you that you have an ugly baby.
Some babies are objectively ugly.
Yeah, okay. So just think it in your head and tell your friends about it, but don't.
Okay.
You have a lot to learn. You have a lot to learn. All right.
Says the 11-year-old.
Here's your fourth question. Well, if you get this one, you have your fourth point.
Okay.
If Maeve had to pick one of her friends to, that's the only friend she could ever see again out of her friends, who would she pick?
I'm going to say Avery on this one. Because hashtag Mavery was you two for a long time.
Good try.
Who was it?
But Malia. Sorry about that, Avery.
Yeah, because I guess you don't get to see her too often. Uh-huh. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. All right. Next question. We will say, what is Maeve's favorite TV show? My favorite.
That's tough, because I don't know if it's Full House or Fuller House.
Yeah, this one's tricky.
I'm going to go with the OG Full House.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Okay.
All right. Last, if you get this one right, you get the whole high five.
I get all five fingers.
Because if you only, if you don't get this question right, you only get four fingers on the high five.
That's not a high five, though. That's a high four.
That's a high four. All right. Come on, Quinn. I was about to call you Andrew.
I'm hurt.
Okay.
It's DJ Hacksaw. That right. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Maeve. I'm kidding.
Okay. I have a question for you after this, too. What is Maeve's least favorite food?
Least favorite. See, I know one of your favorites is pizza.
It is, yes.
Least favorite, though. Huh.
You've heard me say it's my least favorite. So it's not like you've never heard about this before.
I know I've heard you talk about your least favorite. Is it meatloaf? I feel like you've said you do not like meatloaf. It's not meatloaf.
Okay. You guess.
Meatloaf. I'm gonna say meatloaf.
I've never actually had meatloaf. So,
Mom's made meatloaf on multiple occasions.
Okay, well, maybe I just didn't know it was meatloaf, but I would have accepted quiche or broccoli soup.
Right, quiche. I thought those girls that hated quiche.
Or cream of mushroom soup.
Really? Not a big fan of quiche? Okay.
No, I don't like mushrooms at all. Okay.
See, I thought Gillis was the one who didn't like quiche.
I know. What class am I in at my school? Like, it's a portable. So
see, I don't know because you've never told me.
And the options are either C1, C2, or C3.
Dang it, I was hoping you were C4.
Why? Sorry, I don't get that joke.
That's what I use in the Army.
Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead.
Or C6 or C7.
Okay, guess.
I'm going to list C2.
Ding, ding, ding! Woo, you got 5 points. Here we go, high five time. Click. You couldn't hear the high five, but there was a high five involved.
A high five has just transpired.
Yes. All right. Now I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
Why DJ Hacksaw? How did you think of that?
It's a long and convoluted story.
All right. I don't think the people of the radio world want to hear that.
Yes, they do. You asked it already.
Oh, my.
Okay. So originally, people started calling me Hacksaw instead of Hastel.
Oh, by accident?
No, on purpose, because they couldn't pronounce my last name on my BMQ land.
Oh.
You remember when I was gone for like a long time doing military stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the guys would call me Hacksaw instead of Hastel because they couldn't pronounce my last name right.
Okay.
And they also call me Sprinkles, but that's a completely different story.
Yeah. Okay, don't, yeah. Just stick with the DJ Hacksaw.
So then after that, I really liked the movie Hacksaw Ridge, which
yeah,
is a...
Like, I thought it. Yeah, I thought that's what you were...
Please don't tell me you've seen that movie.
No, no.
Good.
Not a scary movie fan.
Yeah. Then I was like, I really like this movie, and they called me this. So it was either DJ Hacksaw, DJ JQ, because those are my initials.
Yeah.
DJ Gramps or DJ Sprinkles?
Oh, yeah, DJ, because you're a DJ, obviously.
Yeah.
DJ Suck.
DJ what?
Embrace the Suck. That's what you're
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not never.
DJ Sucks.
Never DJ Suck or DJ Sucks. All right. That's going off in another direction.
Okay, yeah.
It could be DJ Embrace the Suck.
Okay, let's just stick with
okay,
DJ.
Okay, what's
Hacks
your DJ name? We need to let you a DJ name now.
Okay, either DJ Maveler.
DJ Maveler.
Actually, no. MavoBot 2000.
DJ MavoBot 2000.
No. You know what? This one's tough. Okay. Give me some suggestions.
DJ Tiny.
Oh.
DJ Hawks.
DJ Smalls. Get it? Because it sounds like Biggie Smalls. DJ Smalls.
I'm surprised you know who Biggie Smalls is, but also happy you know who Biggie Smalls
is. He's dead, right?
He's dead, yes.
Rest in peace. Okay, so I'm going to have to go with DJ Ellen.
DJ, oh, okay, DJ Ellen.
That's my middle name.
Yeah, okay.
DJ Ellen in the house. We are loud as a mouse. Just kidding, because we're loud. So that would make us loud as a dinosaur instead.
Okay, please stick with knitting and babysitting.
Okay, alrighty.
Stick to the knitting and babysitting.
Okay.
Yeah, just
hey, wait. Can we get some Greatest Showman up in here?
You love that movie, don't you?
Yeah, do we have songs from that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do some Other Side. I know all the words.
Of course you do.
So go and do like you do. I'm good to do like me. And in the cave, so I finally take the key. Comment down below if you've watched The Greatest Showman. I know this isn't a YouTube channel, so don't say anything, Gwen.
They should tweet.
Okay.
They should tweet at the greatest, at, not the greatest showman, Real DJ Hacksaw, the Bravo Sierra Hour on Twitter, comment on my Instagram under Maeve's photo. She is tagged in that photo. Or tweet at Radio Laurier, hashtag promote DJ Hacksaw, because DJ Hacksaw is awesome. Yeah, you're allowed to say your Instagram. Say your Instagram.
My Instagram is at Maeve_Haskell if you want to follow me on Instagram.
Alrighty.
And I may be back on this radio show later on with my friend Avery.
Maybe.
So, if you want Avery to come too, comment on Twitter.
And
we are just two piles of cuteness.
Yep, pretty much. Do you want to bring in this next song?
Yeah, let's bring it in.
No, what song are we playing?
The Other Side?
Bye.
The Greatest Showman. No, it's by various artists. Oh,
yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
AKA Singing Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
Right here, right now, I put the offer out. I don't want to chase you down, but I know you see it. You run with me, and I can cut you free out of the treachery of walls.
Hello, and we are back on the Bravo Sierra Hour with DJ Ellen. And
DJ Hacksaw. And no, DJ Hacksaw hasn't left, everyone. Don't worry. I'm still here. That's just my little sister.
Oh, yeah.
She's the unofficial second host of the Bravo Sierra Hour now, apparently.
Hopefully, I come to Laurier, and then I'll be the host. But, yeah.
So, you said you're afraid of talking wolves.
Yeah, so let's just go over some of my fears here.
Yes.
Thunderstorms. Crazy scared. Like, any, like... Volcanic eruptions, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, thunderstorms, all natural disasters are terrifying to me.
Terrifying?
Also, thunderstorms, I count as a natural disaster, even though sometimes it doesn't disaster anything.
It doesn't disaster.
Yeah. So, So talking wolves, thunderstorms are natural disasters, and there's this teacher at my school. I'm not going to say his name, but Mr. Something.
Let's call him Mr. X.
Mr. X, okay. Very terrifying. I don't know why I find him so terrifying, but a lot of the kids at my school find him terrifying. He's a special education teacher, I think. I think so. Or children and youth worker. But so he's nice to the kids who he works with, but he's so scary sometimes.
But why are you afraid of talking wolves? That's my question.
Okay, well, talking wolves, they're just... Okay, so wolves are already scary. Like, so many people have dreams about, like, wolves chasing them and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're already scary in the first place. And then when you add the talking part, like, what if they're like, I'm gonna eat you, or like, I'm gonna kill you? It's scary. Like, to add a voice. Like, if you looked at, like, I don't know, what's something scary? What's a ghost? If you looked at a ghost, you'd be like, that's pretty scary. But then once it starts talking and saying it's going to kill you, it's scarier. It's scarier.
Okay, so when you add the voice to anything, it's scarier.
Well, not with me.
Yeah, I don't know. You can be pretty terrifying at times.
But, yeah.
But if you could have one animal that you would want to be able to talk that wouldn't be scary, what animal would it be?
I would have to go with... Well, really, it wouldn't be the whole... thing of animals, just Brody, like our dog.
Okay, so because just our
then
dog.
I could, but I would get to pick when he was able to talk. Like some points, I like when he's just being a dog, and not being able to talk. But sometimes I kind of want to know what he's thinking, you know?
Like, oh yeah, right behind you, Maeve. Right behind you. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, itch me here. So like.
Okay, but in general, as a species, so you couldn't just pick one.
I say pigs. Pigs are really cute, and it'd be funny to hear what they're thinking, because they probably don't have many thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their brain's as bacon. Small as a peanut.
Actually, pigs are apparently very smart.
What?
Yeah, apparently pigs are actually some of the smartest animals, with, like, chimps and...
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Dolphins. Heard that. Yeah. Because, in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, they have a pig as a pet, and he's actually pretty smart, but... I don't know if I could trust that.
Who has a pig as a pet?
It's a long story. Manny, one of the kids, the characters, he won it at a fair, and then they weren't going to give it back because Manny was in love with it. So, not in the weird way. Like, he loved it as in, like, a pet.
But why a...
I don't know. But it was really smart. It, like, learned how to lock doors and open lids even though they don't have thumbs. But that's probably fake because, obviously, it's in a book.
Yeah. I think pigs locking doors...
Speaking of books.
Yes.
Some good book I've been reading. Well, I already told you about the Mixed Up Files. The Mixed Up Files of Basil Frankweiler. Oh, there's this one girl in my class. I'm not going to say her name just because I don't know if she wants to be mentioned. She hates people.
I can relate to that sort of.
And she wrote, we did this Valentine's Day thing, and she wrote on my thing, if I liked people, you'd be okay. So... Nice little girl.
Girl's going to grow up to do great things one day.
And she's like, and today she was like, I hope being a crazy cat lady is a profession, because that's what I'm going to be when I grow up.
She's going to do great things with her life.
Yeah.
How old is this girl?
11, like me. So anyway, she loves to read. What were we even talking about?
Crazy cat ladies.
In school... we did this thing where we had to answer questions about the book we're reading in school, which is The Mixed Up Files of Basil Frankweiler. And we had to answer the questions on a page, and it was for homework. And guess what that girl wrote?
What?
So for one of them, she wrote one of the questions. I can't remember what it was, but she wrote "I don't know" for one of the answers. There was like she was supposed to write a whole paragraph. She wrote "I don't know."
Mm-mm.
For one of the questions, there's a character named Jamie and a character named Claudia. And the question was, who do you think is more clever, Jamie or Claudia? And then Nora, said her name. And then, I didn't say her last name. She answered, she wrote on her page, which the teacher is going to be marking, she wrote, I think they're both pretty stupid. Most fictional characters are.
Well.
So, that's not going to go well with the teacher.
You don't say.
Yeah. But she's hilarious.
That girl's going places is a stand-up comedian.
I wouldn't want to be here because I would get in trouble a lot, but it's funny to know her.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm just letting rid of an ad. Okay, what's the worst? Have you ever done that type of thing on a test?
On a test? Absolutely not. I don't think I've ever done it on a page either.
I'd like to point out that Maeve winked when she said that.
I did not wink. I did not wink.
Sure.
I'm just making up false information.
It's fake news, everyone. It's fake news.
Oh, speaking of Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
Let's get into some politics here, Quinn.
Do we have to?
DJ Hacksaw, let's get into some
politics.
All right,
DJ Allen. Do we have to?
Let's just get into a little bit, you know?
Oh.
All right.
You know absolutely... Okay, I don't want to say you know absolutely nothing about politics.
I know a bit.
What do you know?
My dad and my brothers are a little bit of an influence.
Yeah.
Influence.
Tell us about your dad. Our dad. Who is he?
Dave Haskell.
Yes. Tell us about that.
What about that guy?
That old man.
What about him?
Well, tell him how he's influenced you.
Well, he talks a lot about politics all the time. I hear the word radical a lot.
Radical,
and dude. I really don't know what that means. So if anyone knows what the word radical means, like radical terrorist or something, radical. He says radical a lot. And I thought it meant like the surfer term, but apparently not. So if anyone knows what that means, yeah. And then what's another word he uses? Oh, like far right and far left. I kind of know about that. Because apparently, he's right?
I don't know what he is. He's PPC.
Yeah, he's PPC. I think he's right.
I don't know.
But the left used to be the right, and the right used to be the left. So my dad used to be left, but now he's right because it switched, apparently. Which is crazy.
You might be misquoting him, but
so what do you think about Donald Trump?
I refuse to comment on the U.S. politics.
Am I allowed to?
You can, I just don't want to.
Okay, I will. I think that he's had some ideas that could be helpful to America, but most of his ideas I'm not quite fond of.
Okay.
Like building a wall, not very...
Fond of that.
Some of his ideas are okay, but for most part, I'm not a huge fan of him.
So you're not a fan of Donald Trump?
One of my friends, I'm not going to say their name, but they have a Donald Trump dartboard. So obviously you can tell that they're not a huge fan of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is definitely an interesting person, and that's all I'll say.
Yes, he keeps life interesting. Let's just say that.
Yep. Anywho, I think we're going to do one final Maeve's musical choice.
Ooh, fun.
So what song do you want to hear?
Could we do, I think the audience wants to hear some Ed Sheeran.
Alrighty.
I don't know, but that was just...
Ed Sheeran.
Let's do...
Name any Ed Sheeran song, Maeve.
Ooh. Wait, sorry. Can we do Growing Up by Macklemore featuring Ryan Lewis, I think, and featuring Ed Sheeran? Oh, wait, it's not featuring Ryan Lewis.
Growing Up. There we go.
There it is. Is it Ryan Lewis?
Ed Sheeran, just Ed Sheeran.
Just Ed Sheeran?
Yep.
Hello, and DJ Ellen is back on the Bravo Sierra Hour. I should make a theme song for you guys.
We already have a theme song, I think, but I just barely play it.
Oh, okay. Well, do you need a second one?
I mean, if it's fan approved and my producer doesn't mind, sure, why not?
Cool. All right, so do we need to end it here? My producers are telling me
your producers?
That our time is almost up.
Yes, unfortunately, we do have another awesome show coming at you at 2 p.m., so we need to, unfortunately, wrap up.
Wrap it up? All right, so maybe should I end it with possibly inspirational quote?
You end it however you want to end it, because now you've taken over my show.
Perfect.
Hope you're happy.
I am.
You took over my show with cuteness.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this quote, I don't know who it's from, but I'm just going to say... I know that this isn't who it's from, but, we're taking a picture?
No, you're not taking a picture.
Oh, video?
Maybe.
So, there's a quote here, and I don't know who it's by, but I'm just going to say it's by my Aunt Kimmy because that's who I heard it from. But I actually don't know who it's by. But it stuck with me. So I'm just going to share this with you. It was, gratitude turns what we have into enough. So I thought that was very inspiring. And I just wanted to end your Bravo Sierra listening experience with a nice quote. A little ray of sunshine out of life's bad news.
All right, what song do you want to end the show with, Maeve?
Let's end the show with, oh, what's that song? It's been a long time. What's that song? Oh, See You Again. Let's end it with See You Again.
See you again,
Bravo Sierra listeners. Yeah, we will. Quinn still needs to find the song. So how are we going to fill some time here?
Is it Tyler, the Creator, who did that? You?
I don't know, actually. I think it's Charlie Puth.
Who? See You Again.
Let's fill some time by
Who's
talking about SpongeBob.
Who's with Lisa Feet, Charlie Puth. There we go. We found it.
Here we go. One, two, three. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Bye.